Lord, the place just has spin with me, so. My pressure must be high.
You feel that? Drop! Go under the table, Mitzi!
I wonder why I must drop and go under the table. I can't go up on the ground, Shanna. My sugar must be low. Lord, me feel dizzy.
Mitzi! Me say fi go under the table, your sugar don't low.
Oh, you mean my sugar no low? No, me have it. Me no must know.
Because he's a earthquake, Mitzi.
Unlike hurricanes, earthquakes are unpredictable. They creep upon us unaware, so to speak, so much so that many people don't know what to do when the event occurs. Like Mitzi, many individuals are sometimes slow in realizing they're experiencing an earthquake. And because earthquakes occur so infrequently, most persons do not have a plan of action for such events. Do you have a plan for your family, your business, or at school? Well, if you don't, the first thing you need to do is learn about earthquakes. You cannot protect your family or business if you have no idea of what earthquakes are about. You must know how these natural disasters can affect you and, based on this information, create disaster plans outlining the steps to take should one occur.
Go on over now, Shanna!
What are we can't hold under the table, Mitzi?
So where me fi go? Why? The fridge a move, Shanna!
Go under the chair!
Me can't hold!
Being prepared for a disaster is everyone's responsibility, so regular earthquake drills should be conducted so that you know what to do. All schools, families, and offices should conduct earthquake drills at least twice per year to ensure that staff members, relatives, and students know what to do should an earthquake occur. Remember, it's important to drop, cover, and hold. If you are inside a building during an earthquake, stay there and take cover under a sturdy object such as a strong doorway, desk, table, or bed. Watch out for falling objects. Do not rush outside. If you are outside, try to stay away from high-rise buildings, walls, light poles, or other structures that may fall. If possible, go to an open area away from anything that could fall and cause injury. If in a car, stop in the safest possible open area and remain in the vehicle. Stay clear of glass windows and heavy objects like furniture and appliances if you are at home. Get under a sturdy object such as a desk or table. Move into the hallway or crouch against an inside wall. If you are at work, do not run downstairs or rush outside the building while it is shaking. Protect yourself where you are.
Why? Where me fi go, Shanna? Where me fi go?
Oi, mine, you broke the table foot. Go lie down under the bed.
Where Jamie there? Oh my God, Jamie outside under the tree. Earthquake!
Earthquakes are a common occurrence, rumbling below the earth's surface thousands of times every day. But major earthquakes are less common. You must be prepared at all times. Never leave it to chance. Never assume that you will know what to do in the event of an earthquake. Here are some more preparation tips for an earthquake. Keep a supply of canned food, an up-to-date first aid kit, 3 gallons of water per person, dust masks and goggles, and a working battery-operated radio with flashlights. And if you live near the sea or are enjoying a day at the beach, watch out for tsunamis. A tsunami, a Japanese word meaning harbor wave, is a wave or several waves caused by underwater tremors. You may or may not feel the earthquake that causes a tsunami, but if you are along the seashore and you see the sea withdraw from the shore or you notice a sizable wave approaching, consider this as a warning sign that a tsunami may occur. Leave the area for higher ground immediately. Remember, earthquakes can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared. There are no signs.
Thank God it's over, Mitzi. But you still buzzing around the place like a last fly. You must know what to do when a earthquake comes.
A true, Shanna. Me need an earthquake plan for true. Cause me turn fool like a while ago and it could have cost me my life.
Serious thing.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.